The Senate will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Senator Trone Garrett from Polk County. Following the prayer, the Pledge of Allegiance will be led by Emily Bearing of Waverly.
Good morning. Today I am honored to share a prayer offered by my friend Jasvinder Kakkar, a member of the Sikh community. Mr. Kakkar is not one of my constituents. He lives in Urbandale in Senator Chapman's district and worships at the Sikh Gurdwara in Johnston in Senator Zahn's district. There's also a Sikh temple in Senator Selsey's district. Sikhism is its own religion, and it's the fifth largest religion in the world. If you see someone wearing a turban, they are probably a Sikh. One of the many things I appreciate about the Sikh community is their hospitality. They offer a free meal every week, open to all visitors after their Sunday worship. The following prayer is from the Sikh holy book, Guru Granth Sahib, composed by the fifth guru of Sikhism, Guru Arjan Sahib, written in Raga Dhanasari. You are the giver, O Lord, O cherisher, my master, my husband, Lord. You are Priti Palak. Each and every moment, you cherish and nurture me. I am your child, and I rely upon you alone. I have only one tongue, of which your glorious virtues can I describe. You are beyond, unlimited, infinite Lord and Master. No one knows your limits. You destroy millions of my sins and teach me in so many ways. I am Agyana, so ignorant. I understand nothing at all. Please bestow your innate nature and save me. I seek your sanctuary. You are my only hope. You are my Sajan, a companion and my best friend. Save me, O merciful Savior Lord. Nanak is the slave of your home. May you all have a blessed day.
Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, the journal is approved as printed. Are there any senators that need to be excused? Are there any senators seeking the floor for announcements, introductions, or personal points of privilege? Senator Driscoll from Iowa County, What is your point?
Mr. President, am I in order for a introduction and an announcement?
Yes, you are.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to introduce my daughter, Erica Driscoll. She's here today. She heard that it's a government class this week here, so she thought she would take advantage of that. So I wanted to welcome her to the Senate floor today. And my announcement is, I'm sure as everybody knows, it is basketball week, high school basketball. The finals are this week, and I would like to wish the Montezuma, they are in my district, and the Braves and the Bravettes have made it to the Wells Fargo for this state tournament this week. And I think that's an amazing accomplishment that the boys and the girls are going to be playing this year. The Bravettes, this will be their fourth consecutive year making their appearance, and I have a feeling that this will be their year this year. So I wanted to wish them the best of luck, and the boys will be there, and this is their third consecutive year. So it's really, I think it demonstrates the great Iowa values and unity and dedication and hard work that Montezuma instills in their students. So I thought I'd take this opportunity to wish them the best of luck. Thank you, Mr. President.
Erica, welcome to the Iowa Senate, and most importantly, thank you for sharing your mother with us down here at the Capitol. The Senator from Mitchell, Senator Brown, what is your purpose? What is your purpose for a point introduction or, I apologize, or announcement?
It is a very fair question. I'm guessing, are we ready for points today, or are we still on announcements?
You're on order.
All right. Well, it's been brought to my attention that I've been called out a few times here over the course of the last week, and I was going to do this yesterday, but the senator who keeps on calling me out decided not to show up yesterday morning. So, Senator Bisciano, I'm your Huckleberry. What's up?
I believe you've been asked to yield.
Thank you, Mr. President.
You're in order.
Well, Senator Brown, you know, working one day a week's not a bad job. So I caught on. I said, you know what? I'm not going to come in tomorrow morning either. Well, we have something that we have to settle here. It's been going on for a while, and no one wants to talk about it. And I thought you would be the guy we're going to talk about, because I think you were probably one of the last victims. Is that correct?
I very well could have been a victim.
Okay, well, if you were a freshman, if you are now a sophomore, you are a victim. And we intend to keep victimizing you in this chamber because I got victimized twice. And it was because I thought I had a good idea, which it was a good idea, which I created that all freshmen have to buy the Senate dinner. That's a rule when you come into the Senate. All the freshmen get together and take us out for dinner and drinks. And we started that tradition after I had been here 2 years, and I started on the new freshmen. Well, lo and behold, I left this chamber and I came back 18 years later, and Senator Sinclair pulls me up and said, Senator, that great tradition that you started 18 years ago, we continued it. And technically, you're a freshman, so you get to pay. So we had a wonderful night. The Senate went out. It was just the senators. We had entertainment. We had a night of just opportunity to get to know each other as people and as colleagues. And so now here we are in a pandemic, and so that only, in my opinion, Senator, what do you think it does? Exempt them?
Oh, I don't think it exempts them. You know, but I got to correct something. I don't believe that we're victims. You know, I mean, I've had people get into my wallet before and take money out. My daughter is notorious for it, but it doesn't make me a victim. I would say we're more like a family around here, and the camaraderie that this meal brings, I think, is good for everybody. So, you know, I don't want to let them off the hook. You got any suggestions?
Well, you know, we do have procedural ways to deal with this, and I'd ask Senator Smith, but I don't see him. What do we do with this situation? I think we defer it till next year, but in that deferral, I think they should have to work through the interim in the planning. I mean, this should be bigger than anything any of us have ever been able to come up with. And I want to nominate Senator Green as the chair of this committee. I think he'll do a splendid job, and if not, we can get a mid-year report, and if he doesn't keep it up the level we want, we can get rid of him. But I think we'll start with Senator Green, if that's acceptable to you, Senator.
I think that sounds good, and I believe this needs to be bipartisan, so I believe that Senator Trongariot should also serve on there.
Well, I could second that. And so I think the only people really that are going to lose out of this session because of the pandemic is the pages. Because we always had a page dinner, which was a great night. And the pages went out to dinner with us. And we allowed them to create the entertainment for the night. So they got to do different things about what they see here every day, in a good sense. And that was fun, and I'm going to miss that. That was a good opportunity to get out and get to know the pages on a personal level, what they're going to do with their lives, and it's pretty impressive, this young group of people. So anyway, Senator, I'm glad you showed up. It's a beautiful day in Des Moines. We got a lot of bills to work on, so we can't continue this, but we will check off on this, and we'll have Senator Green send us a report, like in September or something, let us know where he's going with this.
It sounds wonderful to me. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
For what purpose does the Senator from Annan, Senator Shipley, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Zahn. I just wanted to mention, on Monday when I returned, I failed to mention how much I appreciate what two people did while I was gone last week. And that was my clerk, Alex Zumbaugh, and Megan Schleschke, who's my staffer for local government. Well, they really stepped up and did a lot of good stuff, and I quickly realized I might just well lay there and not worry about it because I couldn't do anything about it, and they were getting things taken care of. So I just didn't want today to go by without bringing that to people's attention. On the other note, I came in the Senate the same time Senator Bisignano did for the first time, and of course he brought this up and he says, "Don't worry, guys, I got this covered. I got this taken care of." So of course we didn't know. If you need any help, Senator Green, that's the man to go to. He's got a great deal of experience, and he really did it upright. So it's a night that I don't think any of us that were there will ever, ever forget. So thank you.
Senator Shipley, you are a blessing to all of us in this chamber, and we're so happy you're back with us, so thank you. The chair recognizes the senator from Wayne, Senator Sinclair.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate adjourn until Thursday, March 4th at 9 a.m.
You have heard the motion of the senator from Wayne, Senator Sinclair. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate will be adjourned until Thursday, March 4th at 9 a.m.